So we've been talking a lot about original pain, shame, humiliation, abuse, trauma. There's more to it than that. A lot of people don't get out of where they're at with all of those emotions because they don't know what to do without them. The pain and the struggle is their identity. And they hold on real tight. They truly want to get out, but they don't know how to live without it. It's like cutting off an arm. You know, how do you readjust your life without an appendage? You know, it's frightening. It's frightening to not have what has kept you warm and comfortable and safe in your mind. The unsafe, painful place is a familiar place of safety. It becomes our womb. We don't know who we are without it. So as you're going back and you're doing this work and you're uncovering and you're discovering and you're connecting the dots and you're feeling the fear and processing the pain and grieving the loss of yourself and letting go of what was done to you and what you did to yourself, there's almost a clean slate on the other side. There's a pause in your life. When you get to that place of not having fear and panic inside of you 24/7, when you have clarity to see the world from a different perspective, it's like being dropped in a foreign city as a child and trying to figure out your way home. The place you were living is not the place you wanted to be, but it's been home for so long. It's a temporary home. And we have to leave there. We have to go through the pain and the suffering and the fear to get to this new place. And it's a pause. So you're going backwards. You're going in reverse. And you're mapping back your life to the decisions and the things that changed you. And you find that roadmap. And then you come to a rest area and you just put it in neutral. And you're allowed to sit pain-free. But those cells in our body that has been hyper-vigilant for so long almost starts to panic when there's no panic there. And that's the next layer, is learning how to sit comfortably with yourself in peace. It is so foreign. It is comfortably uncomfortable. A lot of people will try to run to the next project, the next drug, the next relationship, the next job, anything but to sit still. But when you process and you go through the work, that's what we need to do. We need to sit still and reassess where we're at. See, most of the work is fighting yourself out of fear. We're running from it, and then we kind of have to lean into it and absorb it. And those are the past fears, the past scenes, the past events that we weren't able to emotionally process at the time they happened. We go back and reprocess them as adults so that we can learn and teach ourselves and our brain and our cells and our body and our ego and our pride and our shame that we can handle it. that we are competent enough to deal with our past. We know how to sit in pain. We know how to be filled with fear. We learn how to get out of it. But then we need to learn how to walk into the new places that we want to be, that we've never been. And we don't know how to do that. So there's a big pause that comes after you uncover layers. And when you get to that peaceful place where you are not in panic, and there's a peacefulness in you, and you take the time to not run away from that, there's a point where we can actually get out of neutral and start moving forward. And for each of us, that looks different. It's walking through new fears. It is covering new ground. It is somewhat of a similar process as going back and handling what was in the past. But it's a little different because nobody's chasing us now. The pain and the fear that motivates us to get out of where we're at, when we get out of it, we don't have that driving energy to blaze forward to get to a better place. There is no roadmap going forward. We create our own path. But most of us don't know how to do that. We don't know what it looks like. And it feels very uncomfortable. So you're leaving family systems. You're leaving your personal roles that you took up in that system. Who are you without that? What is your identity? See, if I'm not suffering, I have no value. If I'm not suffering, I have nothing to offer you. So I want to stay in my pain and suffering because that's where my validation comes from. That's how I can help people. That's how people look at me in a positive way, to take people out of their pain. And if I'm not in my pain, how can I do that effectively? The motivation of pain and suffering and being the underdog and climbing out of a hole, as much as it sucks, is easy for me. I know that really well. What I don't know well is when I don't have that motivation of fear and panic pushing me out of where I'm at. You see, it's all reactive. I'm reacting to the feelings and the emotions and the fear. And it moves me in a direction. And they weren't always good directions. It took a while to find out how to use those feelings as a positive motivation. Now comes the time of self-motivating. See, we didn't have choices. We didn't get to choose our life. We didn't get to choose the direction. We were programmed to become something. And when we realized we didn't want to be that anymore, we had to undo that. And now the slate is clean and we get to choose who we are, what we want to be, how we want to feel, and what we want to do. And we don't know how to step forward because there's nothing pushing us that was as powerful as before. And this is a place that we're going to have to sit for a while and get comfortable without having all of those feelings inside of us, where there's actually space to make decisions based on what you want, what you feel, instead of being based on take me out of this. We get to choose where we want to go and how we want to get there. There is no roadmap. And growth slows at this point. But it's a good growth. It is a healing growth. It is a soul feeding growth. You now have the opportunity to start feeding your soul the way you need it to be fed. And when nobody has taught you, and nobody has modeled that, and you have never seen what that looks like, and you were told that that was selfish and ego-driven, you were shamed. As we come out of the pain, and as we start to see the light, and as we learn to enjoy ourselves and our company, and the choices we make based on our soul and not our fear or our ego, that's when we get to create life. The life that we want, the way that we want. So when you unpeel that layer, whichever layers they are, and you get to this place of relief, and that panic kicks in because what's going to drop next? Pause. Enjoy it. Take those moments and start to visualize your strength and your competency and your will and your desire, the one that's self-driven from your soul through joy into action. Losing your pain and your suffering and your struggling is going to leave this vast emptiness that you're not going to know what to do with. You're not supposed to know. You just keep listening to that internal dialogue. Get out of your head and start to feel what your body and your soul wants, and start gravitating to it. Manage the guilt and the shame that comes up as you start doing for yourself. It's a lonely road when you pull away from the pact and you stop doing what everybody else is doing, putting on that facade and trying to get ahead and get status and money and power and all of that. If everybody's doing that, and you're the one person that isn't, it's going to feel isolating and lonely. But there's a point where you start to enjoy your company, where you start to enjoy your choices, where you start to enjoy being quiet in yourself and finding out who you are. And then when discomfort comes, you have enough space in you where you can handle it as it comes up. And you don't have to throw it on that emotional junk pile that we've been putting away for so long that we haven't taken care of. We get to process in real time, and it doesn't linger anymore. You've found the process that gets you through the day, gets you through those emotional hard times where you start to feel good and you walk lighter and you walk taller. And when it comes up and it takes you down, it does not take you down that far. It's a little blip on the radar. It's a little wrinkle in your day, and you will make time to process it, and you will understand it quicker, and then you will be done with it. Getting to the point where you've cleared out a ton of emotional confusion and made space for the things that happen that make you uncomfortable going forward leaves you with that space to process it almost in real time. And if it's not in real time, it's only going to take a short period of time. We're not going to keep dumping it inside of us and pushing it away. We are going to process it quicker. And we're going to create that space continuously going forward where we can breathe, smile, and feel that eternal source of joy that lives within us.
Thanks for listening. You can contact me at joeryan.com. Follow me on Instagram at joeryan. And if you want, you can leave us a review on iTunes. That'd be great. All right, take care.